This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hey up, lad.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Portrait Phone Man. How are you?
How the devil are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Not too bad. Not too bad. Now, look, it's got all landscape now. Widescreen. Motherfucker. I've got a new alcohol-free beer that I'm trying. It's really funny because it says Gabba, but if you look at it quickly, it looks like it says Gay Bar, which is quite hilarious. It's done by the same people who made the Essentia alcohol-free liqueur spirit thing. It's like got Gabba Pentin jobby doodles in it. I don't know. It's very nice.
It's got Gabba Pentin in it.
Something like that. Probably not real Gabba Pentin, but it's supposed to activate your GABA receptors or something. I don't know. It's probably snake oil, really. But it tastes nice, and it's a good alternative to Les Evil Buzerinos. Oh.
Sounds good to me. I am on. I've just opened it now, and it's so fucking cold I can't drink it.
Brooklyn what?
Focus. Oh. Focus. More focus.
Oh, because you got the soft focus for it on. And
Brooklyn Brewery Pills.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Can you hear this? Like a sound effect? No.
Nope.
Ah, bollocks. What about?
Yes.
You heard a fart, but you didn't hear the YouTube.
I heard
you
fart.
Oh, that's a shame. I was going to play some Mac Lads.
I've I've been fucking around. I've got an iPod. Got my iPod Classic.
Oh my goodness, that's old school, mate.
Isn't it?
Wow.
So it's 160 gig Classic. It's got 25,500 songs on it. And then I realised that you can have iTunes nowadays. I thought it was like an ancient thing. I didn't even think it existed, but apparently you can. So I just downloaded iTunes. Found a way to drag all the music off, put it on the computer, stick it in iTunes, connect the iPod up on the theory that it's now going to wipe itself with the stuff that's already on there.
Yeah.
And I can't get it to fucking sync.
Oh, what a
cunt. So I put a load of new stuff on there and I can't get it to sync. So
a bastard. Do it on Android. Fucking do it on Android, mate.
Well, I was going to keep it old school because I like the library of, or I thought I liked the iTunes library. Turns out I don't because you can't select things as much as like.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think the odds are of Cat having got the hour wrong again?
I'd say pretty good. I was under the impression it's still 10:30 that we're doing this.
Well, no, normally half
when you
nine.
Said 9:30, I'm like, oh, maybe he's right.
Yeah, at this time of year, because it's 10:30 and then 11:30 that it... No, it goes to 10:30 when the clocks change in a while, isn't it?
Can you see the last phone call we had? What time that was at?
Oh, that would involve me thinking, and I'm a little too... stoned. Hang on. What is the time in Melbourne, Australia, just now? 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're an hour early.
Oh, maybe it is an hour early.
It's 7:30 to record.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I guess we can have a geeky mid-episode then. What you got things to do?
No, I don't mind. We can... ramble on for a bit. I might need to have a quick piss before 10:30 though, because my bladder, being an old man now, is kind of like a tea bag. Yes, welcome, dear listeners. For 16, this is
16.
Fuck off. I'm not 60 what? Anything. I was 57 2 days ago. Anyway, it's episode number 519, Melon Farmers. Well, aren't you going to introduce yourself?
I might as well. Hi. I don't know what I'm like. I've got my earbuds in, my Echo earbuds, because they're coming off fucking about the mics and shit, but hi. You're being racist.
Yeah, could be if you want. Who was the band?
I'm Dominic. How do you do?
So I'm just trying to find...
Who's the band?
Oh, it was Stained that did the song It's Been a While. Oh, isn't it? Oh, but you Stained can't...
Stained did which song?
It's Been a While.
Okay, nothing. It's been a while.
Yeah, that one.
It's been a while.
Nothing. Yes. Well, what?
No.
No, okay.
Heard the music briefly. But
oh,
then
did you?
You sounded all weirder then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you hear the music then? Oh, right.
I can.
Okay, well, in which case... It's been a while. Well, that should be a sample, shouldn't
it?
They're an awful band, though, weren't
they? Yeah, I think you should.
They were fucking shite, man.
I have no idea who they are, but I just remember that little refrain.
Stained, S-T-A-I-N-D.
I heard
what a name for a band, eh?
That's...
Fucking...
I think that's Seattle grunge, isn't it? That's
cunts.
What it sounded like.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to pollute my internet search history. Well, this is going to be better than what's normally polluted with. Stained. Oh, no, he hasn't got the E on it, is it? Because they're fucking trendy. Oh, right, they're still going. Formed in 1995. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, yeah, that's literally the only song of theirs I know. And I only know it thanks to you, you bastard, for singing that bit when I say it's been a while.
I couldn't name.
What? Oh. There. That's all I was going to do.
There you go.
I'm going to clip that. Right, okay, so I have to launch the... there's another mode on Teams. You see, Teams just isn't as nice as Skype. And Zoom, I think you have to pay for to record for more than 45 minutes. But I don't know. Fucking technology. Bastards. The lot of them.
It's all bullshit. You could probably do as a... It was a YouTube live or a Facebook live or something like that.
That would involve
Kat kids do it.
Digging himself out of the Stone Age, though. He's been using the same tech for since bloody 2013. The fucking wipe.
True that. Nokia 3210 on the go.
Yep, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, reason I mentioned iPod before is because I found these, this French bloke person. People who did these mixes, what's it called? Mad Mix. It's three M's. It's Mad Mix something.
Mix Mental Mayhem.
And it's just like really, really good. No, not that.
That was Triple M, wasn't it?
That's Triple M. Loads of different songs. Some are shit and some are really good and some like go like, oh, that could have been written by the same person, just different words to the song. But I listened to one today, which made me laugh because I thought of you. It's called Blue Vertigo.
Blue Vertigo.
Have a Google, see if you can find it.
Blue.
It's like taking your favourite band and sticking you two in them.
Right, well, there's Blue Vertigo, but what song title?
No, sorry, that's the song. Song title's Blue Vertigo.
Right.
You might have to put MMM as an artist or Mad Mix.
Okay, there's this.
No. No, it's...
No? All right.
No, it starts off as Blue Monday, but then the words of Vertigo come into it. See if I can search.
Yeah, because last time I put something in the engine with the word blue, it was followed by the word waffle, and we all know how that ended up. Yeah.
Masturbation.
What, the blue waffle? No, that's what they call the impossy wank.
Yeah.
I think I've just invented a meme. Go me. Oh, Sig Sig Sputnik. Oh, yeah. Noisebox Radio.com. Oh, goodness, I can't remember the show I heard it on, but they played, I'm just about to play it. It's this Japanese cover version of Pet Shop Boys. It's really good. I'll fast forward it a bit, though. Got its extended version. Good, innit? Can't understand a bloody word they're singing, but
that's all right, yeah.
But I kind of can, actually, because I know the English version. Mm. Yeah, I quite like that. So what have you been doing, sir, this last fine week? Well, however long it's been since we last recorded, probably quite a while, isn't it?
It's been a while.
It's like start that again.
Working. It's been doing a rewrite.
Oh.
Been doing a rewrite, so I've been busy with that.
Rewrites, ladies and gentlemen,
Handed it to you on Friday.
Is when Dom tells the bus drivers what roads to drive on and when, pretty much, isn't it? Isn't it?
My signal shut. I didn't hear a word you said then.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, because you keep cutting out as well. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Eek. I wonder if those earbuds of yours...
I think it might be the Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, not the Wi-Fi.
Oh,
that's the point. I've got to chat. Yeah.
I'll turn that to
Google Nest. That's what I was going to look for.
Right, turn the internet off and balance some of your data.
Oh, okay. Jolly good.
So I don't know if it's any better, but we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see what
so
we
what
shall
did you say?
See.
Rewrite is what?
Yeah, that's when you tell the bus drivers what roads to drive on and when and avoid the fucking bridges that are too low.
Yeah, I mean, basically the technical term is the network person department breaks everything, then I have to fix it all by putting new juices together to tell the drivers what they're doing on Tuesday kind of thing.
Why do things get broken?
And then we start again. And then we do it. Well, I say broken, they say fixed and punctuality put in and things like that and... More running given. I say it's broken because I had it nicely set up and now I've got to do it again.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's enough to make a saint swear, isn't it?
I think a lordy lordy. Oh, there's lordy lordy.
There's definitely something weird happening with your earbuds because just when you don't speak for a little bit, when you start to speak again, there's about half a second of no audio. I think it's probably like a battery saving feature on your earbuds where if it doesn't detect sound, I'm being really boring here, but if it doesn't detect sound, it mutes you. Or maybe there's noise cancelling circuits you've got going.
Yes.
Ooh.
I had two in, and I think it was, if you've got two in, it's sort of like it detects your voice. So if you're speaking for a while, which you have a tendency to do, it doesn't hit me, it goes mute. And then when I speak, it's always speaking.
Fucking hell. Did you hear that? Fucking throat over throat. Throwing. Oh, God, what do the cool kids say? You're throwing shade at me, brah. I don't know.
You're flecking. I'm going to wet you, mate. That's
you're going to... Promises.
Mm. So, anyway, that's just stuff now.
Right, so, yeah. Oh, goodness. Right, so you've been doing a rewrite. I've been... attempting to work with a fucking worst flare-up of whatever it is, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, me being old, And as I said, there might be a chance that I get interrupted to go and pick up Lady Dent from the train station.
Of course, because you're just a taxi service, as all husbands stroke men are.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't mind, though, to be honest. I don't really mind.
Well, I don't really, no.
Isn't it?
Your hair's looking very brown.
That's because I'm not dyeing it anymore.
It don't suit you.
Why, thank you. I do have a fucking bright spotlight shining down on me.
Yeah. That's not often that you're fucking your five-head. That's just emphasising how far back your hair starts, unlike mine, which is down at my eyebrows. I wish.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I got an espresso machine for my birthday.
I saw it. It made me sing Sabrina Carpenter.
What?
That's me, espresso.
Oh, goodness. It's very nice, actually, because, we were looking at how much money, like, we're spending at the moment. We're trying to tighten our belts a bit. Looked at the amount of money that I spend on Costa in, like, the local artisan coffee stall. It's like, fucking hell, it's almost as much as the money I used to spend on booze. So we thought, let's get an espresso machine. That's nice. Really nice, actually.
Yeah, well, I've got a bean-to-cup one in the shed. Don't use it. It's just too much of a rigmarole. I've left it for you.
Because at the moment, I'm using ground coffee, but I've been told that if I'm going to be a proper coffee snob, I need to grind my own beans. So possibly at some point I'll get a bean grinder. But if you're just grinding into grounds, then surely there's no difference from just using fucking ground coffee, because, you know.
Well, it's a lot of snobbery when it comes to coffee. So I've got a bean to cup.
Yeah.
Which I don't use anymore. I don't use that one anymore because it's just a hassle of putting the beans in. Rack it while it grinds them down.
Yeah.
But it doesn't temper them. And the snobs will say you've got to take the grains out. You've got to take them out, temper it down to put a bit of pressure on, put it back in.
Wait until the stars align.
Yeah, basically. And I haven't got a good enough palate to taste the difference. So I got a Tassimo for Christmas a couple of years ago, and it's brilliant. It just does the job perfectly for me. So I have my Tassio pod machine there, and I recently purchased. Yeah, and in the what do you call it, the Amazon gives you money week. Give us your fucking money.
Yes.
I bought a milk frother.
Milk frother, eh? Ooh. Excuse me.
You're welcome. This is really good. So it's got four different settings, and it can either heat milk up or froth it up.
Or froth up. Frothy.
Yeah. So I can do hot chocolate in it as well, which is nice. I do that. I've got the levels set now. So I know how much to put in. And just does one cup, fills it perfectly. Hot milk and then hot foam on the top as well. So it's basically a latte.
Right. Well, obviously.
I'm very impressed with it.
Right. Well, obviously, we've got to call this episode Bean Grinder.
Bean Grinder.
Sounds like a plan. What just went beep? What the fuck just went beep? Actually, WhatsApp does video calls, doesn't it? Maybe we could try doing it on WhatsApp sometime. I didn't think of that, because that's a free, if you don't count all the data it scrapes for the Borg.
Can you do that off your laptop?
Yeah, I can. There's a Windows app for WhatsApp, and I'm assuming that one could... Yeah, we can make a conference call. Maybe we'll try that next week. Because I can't be fucked to piss around. Maybe tomorrow. That's the Littlest Homo, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Right. Jimmy Summerville.
In which case, does this work? Can you hear this? Did you hear some NWA?
I heard it. I said it. Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm coming for you, boy. I'm coming hard.
I don't care. You
come in my face.
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
Well, you're going to bust a nut.
When I get my hands on you, I'm going to eat your ass.
That's it. Oh, he's coming.
Now, Tully Blanchard, I want you. I want you.
That's so funny. Well, if that works, then I can get MacLads, can't I?
You can.
I wonder if they're still going.
Don't know.
20 golden crates. That's yeah, that'll have all the hits, won't it? Oh, here we go.
Get off his back, you twat.
Oh, well, that's not very PC, is it?
It's not, and it's also not Motley. That's the replacement singer.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah, that wasn't Motley singer. No. You put in Beer, Sex, Tubes and Gravy.
Yeah, oh,
should be on there.
I thought I had that, but on my computer it's only 20 gold. Ah, we can go to the Tube of Views. Because that was working, wasn't it? Right. Beer, sex, chips, gravy. There we go. Ah! It sounds like the Banana Splits theme, doesn't it? Brilliant stuff. There was oh, goodness, I'm sure it's on YouTube, but there was quite an old gig of theirs, I think probably from the mid-80s, and various people had it sort of on VHS cassette. Kids, remember that? And we used to borrow it, and it was very good.
Was it live at Leeds, by any chance?
It might have been, actually. I'll recognise it if I put it on. Mac Lads live at Leeds. Dirty Leeds. Dirty, dirty Leeds. Yeah, the MacLads are not. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brackets, the who? Question mark.
Fucking classic. Oh, look, they've got PV amps. I used to have a PV amp. Oh, was it cunt? I thought it was dump. I suppose cunt makes more sense. Still, very rude, though.
Shockingly rude.
Words like fuck and cunt. Yeah.
And other things. His rhyme schemes and his the way they wrote the songs. Lyrically, I'd even put him up there with some of Eminem songs, the way the lyrical composition of the songs. Fantastic.
How many have you had?
That's my first one.
Oh.
So Motley is... His real name was Tristan O'Neill, and he went to College. Yeah, yeah. He went to King's College, same school that Ian Curtis went to.
Oh, really?
Big private school. Yeah, it's a private school that's been going for 1,000 years.
Oh, blimey.
In Macclesfield. Yeah, so he's very posh in his all. It's basically, he's an act, but he was a...
Yeah.
Local. He was a bit... No, he was a pisshead. You know, he was like any other fucking lad in the 80s, 90s. 70s, 80s sort of thing. However, he was very, very clever with it, and it was all just a charade.
A charade, ha-ha, charade you are.
Again, yeah, kids. And it's, I think he's a genius himself. I think I would love to have written a biography about him, but it'll never happen.
I wonder if they ever played with Al Frank.
Don't think so, no.
That would have been an evening and a half, wouldn't it?
It would have been. I would have been entertained to no degree.
Now, what was that film that was clearly based on Frank Sidebottom, but it wasn't Frank Sidebottom? I think the film was just called Frank, wasn't it?
It was. Poor Frank. It was.
Yeah, that's really good. It's quite a sad ending, as far as I like quite a sort of ending. It was quite a vulnerable.
Yeah, I can't.
They like take his paper mache head off, and he like freaks out a bit or something. Spoiler, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It was, who was it? It's that guy with a huge dick.
Oh, me.
Fassbender. Michael Fassbender, I think.
Bless
it was.
You. Oh, Frank film. I think you might be right. Not animated. 2014. Bloody hell, is it that old? 11 years old, man. Michael Fassbender. Yeah,
died 15 years ago.
Gee, was it that long ago?
Yeah, 2010.
Goodness. I might watch that again sometime.
Yeah, I need to find a lucky copy of it, because I did have it on DVD and then I lost it, and then I've only ever seen it probably once, maybe twice.
Ooh.
For a long time, I had it, and then for a long time, I refused to watch it because I thought they were just cashing in. And then I found out that, what's it called? The guy with the thingy voice, the Northerner, John... Psychopath says he was very heavily involved with it.
Fair enough then. You can get it on Amazon Prime.
Was it on Prime?
You can buy it for $3.99 or rent it for $2.49, and there's Blu-rays and DVDs.
Paying for fucking media, what are you talking about, you nod?
I'm sorry.
That's why I haven't watched any Mission Impossible yet, because I can't find a copy of it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched either, because it's got Tom Cruise in. I mean, I quite like the first couple, to be honest, but, just Tom Cruise curdles my piss these days now.
Mr.
Cruise, but, you know, him and his fucking weird middle tooth, motherfucker.
No, it's moved now. He had that Invisalign, and it's moved over now. So he's got a gap where he should be.
Oh, fucking give him a gap. We were just watching, literally finished before I came on, online here. Jet and her partner, Vicky, they hadn't seen Event Horizon. And we had partaken in the LTHCs and got rather mellow. So I thought, yeah, let's put on a film to freak them out. You remember the film Event Horizon, don't you, Lawrence Fishburne?
I'm thinking about it. It's a star thing, isn't it? It's
yeah, Sam Neill.
Maybe not. Sam Neill really fucking grinds my gears.
Really?
Not Sam Neill. I'm thinking of... Sam Neill's Australian, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sam Neill, he was brilliant. He died, didn't he? He's fantastic. No, I'm thinking of Sam... He's a method guy. He was in Hitchhikers. Beelzebub.
Bloke with the arms and legs.
Yeah, the one with two heads. I don't like him.
Don't you? I can see why you don't. He can be quite a spiky character. Hitchhikers Guide to the Galaxy film. Sam Rockwell.
That's
but cool. Wasn't he in that film Moon, done by Duncan Jones, David Bowie's son?
Yes, you're right.
That was excellent, that film was.
No, I've not seen that. He was also in, which I did like, despite him, was Jojo Rabbit.
I've still not seen that. That's supposed to be brilliant.
It's fantastic film. I'm really good. And despite him, but you've got to watch him as well. he evolves through the film. And it's really strange. I never noticed it while I was watching it, but then I watched, I read on IMDb, as you do, and yeah, his character sort of changes over the course of the film. I don't want to give anything away, but you should definitely watch it if you're not watched it.
Jojo Rabbit, yeah. I read about it before it came out, and like, there was all that hype, and I thought, oh, yeah, I must watch that, but I never did. Dear, oh, dear. I'll tell you what I saw last night, which was absolute fucking Balls Pizzle, and that was the new Jurassic Park film. What was it called? Jurassic Park, The Flogging of the Dead Dinosaurs. Yeah. It wasn't very good.
Cashing in.
Jurassic World Rebirth. It was just so, so lazy. Literally taking, pretty much copy-pasting scenes from the first film, just with different characters. It's like, oh, dear. And the visual effects weren't that good either. Kids, out of five, I give that 1.5. That was utter balls. Right.
I've no interest in seeing any what's-its.
I bet you do.
Any Jurassic Park films?
Oh, the first couple were pretty good.
First one was good because it's different, and then I just got bored of it. It's just another cash in, carry on, move on. You watch it, you finish it, and it's like, okay, well, when life isn't enriched for watching that, and I know sometimes you want to watch something and just
watch
it over you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not a fan.
Oh, well.
But saying that, I've been into all the fucking Marvel shit and all the, franchise.
The MCU jobby. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Fantastic Four film because there hasn't been a decent one yet. And they are good characters. Apparently, some of the X-Men are going to be in the latest sort of oh my god section of the new MCU.
No,
but it doesn't flick your switch, does it?
It's not. But weirdly,
yes.
I really liked
gay sex.
Fucking hell. Kissing men on the I really liked the Batman film. Batman. Penguin.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
That was really good. And
it was good. And the Penguin was good as well, the series, wasn't it?
Penguin was brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a second series coming shortly, I think. It's going to be more...
Is there?
Joker-based, I'm guessing.
Oh, wow. Man.
I don't know if that's next. Is it James Gunn or what, say? Is it his thing?
He's getting everywhere at the moment, isn't he?
Something like that. Well, I don't know if there's a Superman film before it or... There's a chronology to it, and I think it goes Batman, the Batman, and then Penguin, and then maybe something else on Penguin series two.
No,
because I didn't even realise that the Penguin series, when it starts in the first episode, where it's like there's a load of explosions and the flooding and shit like that, I didn't realise that was right at the end of the film, the Batman film.
Ah, oh bloody interconnecting.
Interconnected planetary.
Oh, that was a tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Hang on, Lady Dent's just WhatsApping me. Hang on a sec. Do I need to?
Put trousers on. Good. Is that a Sleep Token T-shirt?
Yes, it is.
Wife beater.
What? Wife beater? Why'd you say wife beater?
On their sleeves. That's what you call them. Americans call those, we don't call them vest threads, they call them wife beaters.
Oh, well, charming.
Yeah, I have several fucking asking for it. I was listening to The Rest of Entertainment, and they were saying about Sleep Token and how they're the first band to have a number one for about 12 years. It's been solo artists. Every single number one in America and probably UK has been a solo artist.
Well, bloody hell.
A couple of solo artists, and apparently they're the first band. And then they were trying to describe the music, and they were saying it's like, it's not like one particular genre. It's like a cross between a lot of different genres, and they're all masked up and stuff like that. So I'm interested in masking my lesson.
Well, maybe I will. Right, so it looks like I've been let off driving duties because she's going to Uber back. That's okay.
Yeah.
Look, there's some money I can spend. I need to update. This is highly exciting, dear listener. I need to update the Wi-Fi router because we've now got a gigabit wired in internet coming into house, and it's fast as fuck, boy. But the Wi-Fi router we've got is quite old. And we just counted the amount of wireless devices we've got, because you just think of like your phones, but there's five individuals in the house with phones. In fact, let's do this. Okay, so that's five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's two Sonos speakers. Two. There's the tellies and the PlayStation and smart displays and the heating remote.
Alexa.
Yeah. And fuck it. Oh, Jesus. About. And a couple other bits and pieces, probably about 20 devices, like all competing for the Wi-Fi, and it can't cope very well. But Google do this one called Nest Wi-Fi, and like you've got a main router, but then you put like repeater cells or something dotted around the house, and it's supposed to give you good coverage. So it'd be a bit of an investment. Ah, sorry, clunky gear change. Going back to T-shirts, I should have been wearing my new hooky T-shirt. It's got delivered, the signed hooky T-shirt.
Oh, you're going to wear it?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to wear it on special occasions because it's got an autograph on it. I don't know if it's a printed one or him like writing on it. So I've taken some pictures just in case when it washes it like fades off or something. But yeah, it's really good. It's got Hooky doing a classic Hooky pose, and on the back it just says Hooky with the number 25. I'm not entirely sure why, but yes.
Yeah, mate.
I've got to stop buying T-shirts. It's actually ridiculous. Like every year, I have a cull of T-shirts because I'm just a sucker. I said sucker, not penis. Yeah, I'm a sucker for buying band T-shirts. I've got about five Sleep Token ones, fuck's sake. Yeah. I can't help it.
I'm wearing a...
Oh, yeah, which one are you wearing? Sunday Wonders. Wonders with an A.
No.
What's that then?
Hang on, is it? Oh, I thought it was Ginger Beard one.
No, it says Sunday Wonders.
Isn't it?
Well, what's that when it's
home? What's he called? Mark. There's a guy called Ginger Beard. He does podcasts. He's interviewed like Ian Lee and a bunch of other people.
Oh, right. Okay.
From a few years ago. I want to say it's called Mark.
You mean you listen to the podcast and this? That's absolutely fucking... outrageous.
No, not recently. Although I have, I did notice my favourite author is a guy called Lawrence Block in America, and he's about 85. He said, stopped writing now, which I'm
right. Okay, Lawrence Block. Have I heard of him?
Oh, he's fucking amazing. Absolutely brilliant.
What like, sort of
New York? Well, he does New York. He's got several main characters. So he's on a bunch of series on a guy called Matt Scudder, who's like a retired police. Sergeant, police detective, come proud detective, who's an alcoholic.
Come, I like that. Cool. Yeah.
He does a series about this burglar called Bernie. They're sort of timeless. They're not set in a particular age, whereas the Matt Scudder one, he gets older and older. He's done a load of them. He's fucking fantastic. He's all of that. But he's done a podcast he was friends with when Craig Ferguson used to do the Late Late Show in America on TV. He used to be on that all the time. So obviously they were friends, and apparently he does a podcast, and the 100th episode is with Lawrence Block. So I don't know, did this and I'll be listening to that imminently.
Oh, it's really good. I got some more audio books recently. The Jimmy Carr audio book's very good, actually. It's called Before and Laughter, and he talks a lot about how he deals with his depression and stuff like that. And it's really, really interesting, actually. I got the sequel to Mickey 7, Antimatter Blues. That's supposed to be good. Bill Bailey's Remarkable Guide to Happiness. I've not listened to that yet. What have I listened to recently? Mickey Brenny from Lush, fingers crossed. That's actually quite a harrowing read and listen, because she writes and talks about, well, you know, her band and Lush and everything, but her youth growing up and like being abused and stuff. And that was a bit eeh. Not Dead Yet by Phil Collins. Oh my goodness, yeah. That's quite a sad story, actually. He's bless him.
I've not read that, but I've got it in paperback, you know, real book with pages.
Oh,
so I'll get around to it at some point, I think.
Yeah, yeah, just waiting for one of the kids to move out, which probably won't be a few years, but then we'll probably convert that room into a library.
Well, that was always my intention. And I'm, so now I've got an office instead with fucking 2,500 beanos in it. So I'm really, I've only got room for one bookcase. So I've had to pare it right down.
Okay.
So I've been, I paid it forward and, you know, I'm selling a few like annuals and stuff like that, but everything else, I'm talking $700. I've given most of them away to charity shops. And there's a shop, a local shop who anyone can go in and get like pick up to 3 books at a time, free of charge. And that's it. And so it's a really cool idea. So I thought, well, I'll donate to them.
No, right. Nice one, man.
Yeah,
I should take some of my T-shirts down to the local charity shop. Do the old gift aid and all that sort of malarkey. Dun, 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 dun. Well, I was going to suggest, mate, in about 10 minutes, because I could do with going for a piss, we could stop that recording and then I'd, if you've got nothing else on, we'd come back at 10:30.
Yeah, suck it off now. When I get back on 10:30 and cat wakes up in London, nod, bust his cock out.
What, stop now or in 10?
I didn't realise the time. I thought it was 20 past. Okay. Yeah, stop when you're ready and then.
Okay.
Leg it for a piss break.
Yeah, well, yeah, leg it. It's like shuffle painfully. Try not to tread on the cat.
Crawl
when we go back
to the
in.
Door.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm all.
It's in the begonias.
Yeah, because I'm all grown up now, so I won't piss out the door like I used to. Shameful behaviour. Shameful. Well, this has almost been episode 519. Going out unedited because I've not said anything that needs editing for a change. That's not bad, is it? Uh oh.
Challenge accepted. Okay, let me just say this. I'll do.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.